The forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine this afternoon with a high of 37. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 19. Highs around 51. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A new mural in Horton, Kansas is honoring veterans who have fought and died for our country. One of the artists, Chase Hunter, spoke with KSNT about why he took up this commission.
It is an honor. I am very grateful for the opportunity to put some pain where it ain't and do something for the community and the people that are the lives, because the wounds are still fresh with these people.
Chrissy Rund, the sister of Don Clary, one of the veterans in the mural, who lost his life alongside Clint Wisdom, another veteran in the mural, during a car bombing, spoke about how much it means to her and her family.
To have other people still continue to speak about him and honor him and do something like this mural is just, it's overwhelming and it's humbling, but it means just so much to me and everybody else and Don Allen's family, because 19 years later, people still haven't forgot about him.
Come check out the new look at Midwest Kia. Updated models, upgraded incentives, and a store remodel to go with them. What hasn't changed? Midwest Kia is still the better way to buy. We're proud of our promise to provide a simple, transparent, and fast buying experience without the price gouging and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of the ad. Want choices? We've got over 200 new and used vehicles to choose from, with more new Kias on the lot and available than any time in the last few years. Want a better rate? New Kias qualify for interest rates as low as 0.9%. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. New look, same great value. That's why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The 2024 overview of the health insurance market has been released to Kansans to help make a better health insurance decision for their family. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt has said that open enrollment is a chance for all Kansans to make a decision about their health insurance coverage, and that they have two options, either staying with their current policy or enrolling in a new one from the same company or a different company altogether. Open enrollment will last from November 1st to January 15th, and those who would like their health insurance to begin on January 1st are required to enroll by December 15th, and anything after that up until the deadline will begin February 1st. A year-long investigation into a 2022 rape has led to the arrest of one Manhattan man. Ryan Jones of Manhattan was arrested on charges of aggravated sexual battery and rape and booked into Riley County Jail. The Riley County District Court released a warrant for those charges stemming from a September 2022 incident. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. With temperatures plummeting here in the winter months, Hastings Utilities is providing tips to prevent messes with freezing temperatures. Technical coordinator Jim Hardy spoke with KSNB Local 4.
If you don't think you can get to it to prevent it from freezing when it's really cold, or if you know it's going to freeze, just let it drip. It doesn't take much. Any movement in the pipes will prevent it, so you just leave it running for a little bit, and I do recommend that.
And Serviceman Scott Peschick spoke about keeping houses warm.
Other issues that come with colder weather is some people's basements are kind of leaky with air. They might have a little spot that's a draft, and it only takes a spot about that small if we get sub-zero temperatures to freeze up your whole water systems.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new extended showroom at 333 North West Street, stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Gang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Halloween safety tips are offered by Safe Kids for Kansas to ensure trick-or-treaters have a fun and safe holiday. Choose costumes and decorations that are flame-resistant or flame-retardant. Costumes and bags should have reflective tape or stickers, and if possible, choose lighter colors. Choose a non-toxic face paint and makeup whenever possible instead of masks, which can obstruct vision. Have kids carry glow sticks and flashlights to help them see and be seen by drivers. When selecting a costume, make sure it's the right size to prevent trips and falls. Those safety tips as we walk into Halloween with trick-or-treaters going out and about tonight. Marshall County Commissioners held a public hearing last week, then approved a resolution to allow a 10-year tax abatement for Landall Ventures with stipulation for initial capital investment of $44.5 million for a product distribution and manufacturing facility at their East Marysville plant location, with creation of at least 35 new jobs, 28 expected in the first year, an annual review of compliance. Negotiation for payment in lieu of taxes on the annual assessed value of the land calls for payments each year based on mill levies. In the request, Don Landall spoke of increased competition and global pressures. The 42,000-square-foot addition will allow expansion of first shift, with construction to begin immediately. Edgar Prawley and Eric Strader questioned the need for a tax break during public comment. The request was approved unanimously. Nemaha County Commissioners heard from the new County Administrator, Mike Miller, at their most recent meeting and spoke of establishing a capital improvement plan and utilizing a software program for inventory items, as well as the best means to communicate with county employees. Miller comes to Nemaha County from Pratt, where he served as risk manager and director of support services for the Regional Medical Center. He was hired at an annual salary of $103,000 and began work October 2nd. The annual Northeast Kansas County Officials Meeting will be held in Seneca November 17th. Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of a swine feeding operation in Highland Grove Township near Liberty, with recommendations that manure be applied by injection except in the case of a catastrophic event or emergency. Three monitoring wells with locations to be determined by a professional hydrologist, and two red rows of red cedar trees be planted alternately on the west side of the building along 176th Road. That recommendation from Planning and Zoning passed on a 5-1 vote, with James Leonard's voting nay and Terry Acton recusing himself. Several dozen individuals spoke regarding the proposal at the public hearing. A vote is planned at the next meeting in November. Opponents to the project filed an injunction seeking to block the proposal, citing concerns with potential odor, possible groundwater contamination, effect on property values, and increased truck traffic. A hearing slated Monday was dismissed in Gage County District Court Friday. Developers of a large hog confinement operation stated they'd met all county zoning regulations, agreed to conditions, and have a state-approved environmental review with a state operating permit. Another similar operation was previously approved in Gage County and is under construction between Pickerel and Adams. Pottawatomie County authorities arrested a pair of Blaine residents in connection with burglaries and theft from an outbuilding off K-99 in late September on two separate dates. $10,000 bond was set for 45-year-old Daniel Hale and 41-year-old Katrina Taylor in connection with the incidents. They're charged with possession of stolen property, which was found during a search warrant executed at a rural Blaine residence last Tuesday. Donald F. Tomer, age 81, of Waterville, passed away Friday. Memorial Mass Friday, 2 p.m. at St. Monica, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Interment in the St. Gregory Catholic Cemetery at Marysville. Christy Anders, funeral home, in charge of arrangements for Donald Tomer. Eldon E. Davis, age 91, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders funeral home in charge for Eldon Davis. Morris David Moyer, age 83, of Wymore, passed away October 28. Graveside service is planned Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Cemetery, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for David Moyer.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And mostly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. And mostly clear skies into Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A bit warmer as we head into Friday, mostly sunny with our highs in the lower 60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And partly cloudy into Friday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s. Then staying clear into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s. And more sunshine throughout Sunday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature late October 62, record high on this date 86, the average low 38, and the record low 13. Sunrise this morning 7:53, sunset this evening at 6:28.
A change of season is at hand. It's a look at the advent of solar winter on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You promised.
I took the garbage out.
No, I'm talking about all the work we need to get done around here.
I know. We need a new roof and we need replacement windows.
How about a new bathroom and some overdue remodeling?
And how are we supposed to pay for all that?
My sister said she called Remodeling Loans and they were able to find her certified contractors.
That's great. And how'd she get the money to pay for all that?
Remodeling Loans offered zero interest for 60 months. They even have payment plans with zero down and zero deposit.
Looks like we're getting a home makeover.
Great. Now, if I only knew someone to call for a husband makeover.
Really?
Remodeling Loans is the number one leader in home improvement financing. Call 800-391-8140 today for a no-credit check, no-risk approval. Get approved today and we'll match you with the best contractors in your area. And remember, no-deposit financing is now available. Call 800-391-8140. 800-391-8140.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 31st, the 304th day of the year. Actor John Candy and football player Brian Piccolo were both born on this day, and carving on Mount Rushmore was completed in 1941. Meteorological winter is still 7 weeks away, but as October ends, we enter the period known as solar winter. Solar winter is the quarter of the year when we experience the least amount of sunlight. In the Northern Hemisphere, that's from about now through the beginning of February. Centuries ago, the prospect of enduring a season lit only by fire must have been daunting. And it's probably why the custom of appeasing evil spirits gave rise to the Halloween traditions we know today. Something to ponder as you hand out candy tonight and a reason to savor the few remaining days of daylight savings time. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Throughout every community in Kansas, you find hardworking people who make our state better each day. They bring their best to everything they do, determined to reach their full potential and make life better, not only for themselves, but for every citizen in Kansas. They are the soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard. They proudly serve part-time in their local communities. Learn more about service with the Kansas Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/KS. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas Jayhawks were able to defeat a team that they hadn't beaten since the mid-90s, the Oklahoma Sooners. KU came away with a 38-33 victory over Oklahoma at the booth. Jason Bean threw for 218 yards and two interceptions. Devin Neal had 112 yards on the ground and a touchdown. Lawrence Arnold had just three catches, but 79 yards. Oklahoma left-handed quarterback Dylan Gabriel went 14 for 19 for 171 yards and an interception. And the majority of this game was played on the ground for both teams, as Tui Walker for Oklahoma had 146 yards on the ground along with a touchdown, and Gabriel had three touchdowns on the ground by himself. Daniel Hyshaw piled on with 51 yards for the Jayhawks on the ground and also had two touchdowns, and the quarterback Jason Bean had a touchdown on the ground himself. The Jayhawks find themselves at number 22 in the country after that win and will head to play Iowa State next week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks, and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
More scores from across the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys crushed the Los Angeles Rams 43-20. The Vikings got the win over the Packers, even though Kirk Cousins, their quarterback, tore his Achilles. The Panthers got their very first win of the season as they edged out the Houston Texans 15-13. The Jags tied themselves for the best record in the AFC with a win over the Pittsburgh Steelers 20-10. And the Philadelphia Eagles got a 38-31 victory over the Washington Commanders.
For me, I'm just processing everything, the ups and downs, the emotion, how proud I am of this football team for so many reasons, so many today, but so many as we lost two of our last three against some good football teams, and we played an excellent team today, and to find a way to keep battling and come up with stops when we needed them and execute plays on top of that.
That is head KU football coach Lance Leipold after the upset victory over the Oklahoma Sooners. KU finds themselves ranked 22nd in the country after the win. Mid-America Network Sports.
Postseason high school football action continues Friday. Eight-man teams will kick off Friday at 6. In our broadcast feature, Frankfurt's at Canton Galva. Hanover kicks off at Lebo. And Axtell will entertain Hutchinson Central Christian. The Valley Heights match at Sedgwick will be played at Valley Center due to field conditions at Sedgwick. Valley Heights at Sedgwick on Friday evening at 7. Centralia entertains Jeff County North.
You'll need to take a close look to truly appreciate the subtle beauty of toad lily flowers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hardy in zones 4 to 8, this late season bloomer grows best in partial shade and moist soil. The unique flowers are showy, resemble an orchid, but are very small. So plant them in a lightly shaded border along a walk, patio, or entryway where they can be enjoyed. The upright arching stems grow 1 to 3 feet tall. The plant spreads slowly by underground on rhizomes, forming clumps 2 feet wide. Japanese toad lilies combine nicely with other perennials that prefer the same growing conditions. Try planting them with ferns, hellebores, lungwort, and trout lilies. Cut a few flowers to enjoy indoors, but leave plenty for the bees and other insects. Toad lily flowers are a great source of nectar for late-season visitors. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD series can help. As host of this series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
$1,000 bills were last printed in 1945, and they were officially discontinued in 1969. You can still find a few in the hands of collectors today. They were rare, even when they were in use, but when used, they could create quite a stir. That's exactly what happened when one well-known celebrity paid his tab at this tavern with such a bill. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Like me, you probably have insurance, but after you purchase insurance, you may not give it much thought after that. But that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the United States. They helped me see many things I'd overlooked. And that's why I help produce short videos about many of those important topics. You can go to nationwide.com/Andrew. Go there to see short videos about important topics that many of us may have overlooked. That's nationwide.com/Andrew to help protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Glurr's Tavern is the oldest such continuously operating establishment west of the Missouri River. Owner Todd Troffles says it opened in 1876 here in Columbus, Nebraska. One of the tavern's early patrons was the biggest name in entertainment.
Supposedly, Buffalo Bill's Wild West troupe had a lot of local characters within the troupe. The North Brothers were part of the Wild West troupe, and he was known to come back to Columbus on several different occasions.
The North Brothers were from Columbus and were instrumental in beginning the Wild West show.
For one of the North Brothers' funerals was the biggest story. He came back for that. The early 1900s, he came back for the funeral. The funeral procession came down 11th Street right by the bar, went to the cemetery.
Todd says after the funeral, many of those who paid their respects made their way to Glurr's Tavern.
Everyone came back, and Buffalo Bill offered to buy the house a round of beer with a $1,000 bill. And William Booker about fainted is what the story says on the wall.
The story is still well known, and a write-up hangs on the wall here, along with many historical photos of the tavern throughout its century-plus in existence. Todd began his tenure operating this historic spot in 1992.
The neat thing about it is you get people in from all over the country, all over the world, that come to visit. And you wouldn't think in Columbus, Nebraska that would happen, but we get visitors every week that just stop by because they heard about the tavern.
It's a place where locals, as well as people from around the globe, gather to enjoy food, drink, and conversation. All of the spot where Buffalo Bill once paid the tab with a $1,000 bill. Traveling the countryside in Columbus, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. the least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
The best place to store your large round hay bales for the winter is inside, but you may not have that option. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Stay tuned for how to minimize your losses as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Producers have concerns about storing large round hay bales and how to reduce spoilage. Round bales usually suffer greater losses than smaller rectangular bales because they tend to stay outside and uncovered between baling and feeding. Carla Hernandez is a forage specialist at South Dakota State University. She says some spoilage is inevitable, but keeping your hay dry is a key component to saving your investment.
One of the critical points is cover them. Wrapping around it and pack them very well and firmly. So if you wrap your hay bale, you have a pretty good and decent chance. If you're not, then you have the probability of having more dry matter losses.
Plastic wrap, tarps, or canvases can all be used to protect your hay. Bale placement is also very important for airflow. Place them in rows end to end with 3 feet between rows. Don't stack the bales unless they can be covered.
If you get this big rain event, there's not enough separation. That will still an aerobic condition inside that bale, so there's not going to be enough air to breathe in, and that will cause mold. And you don't want that, because when you're trying to feed your animals with that hay, it will be a piece of junk because the quality is going to go downhill.
Bales that sit directly on the ground can suffer significant spoilage. Elevate them with racks, old pallets, or railroad ties. The best way to preserve your hay bales is to store them inside. Most people don't have the facilities to do this, but if you can get a few under a roof, Hernandez recommends feeding the outside bales first and then those that are inside. You'll find more tips for storing your hay this winter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters, Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
Thank you.
Innovating to meet growing protein demand worldwide today on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Steer it for pass-to-pass accuracy. Plant it with unrivaled planter and seed control. Apply it, ensuring precise coverage across the field. Harvest it for simple unloading on the go. Manage it for 24/7 data access in real time. For every farm and field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships, and now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. Demand for protein in the global diet is expected to double, and folks are exploring ideas for meeting that demand. Joanne Birkenkamp is managing director for MBOLD, a coalition of mostly Minnesota-based companies and institutions organized to accelerate solutions to the most pressing challenges facing the food and ag sectors.
Where is capital moving? Where are consumer preferences moving? Can we make plant proteins taste better and not make your smoothie gritty? I mean, there's like so many levels of innovation that need to happen to make these things work in the marketplace.
Which is why, Birkenkamp says, technology is a focus.
Part of the magic needs to be how to bring these increasing technical capabilities to bear in a way that effectively deals with market opportunities and market barriers. And then you need all of that productive capability, the middle of the supply chain, all of that working in concert. And that's, I think, why this work is particularly challenging and full of potential, too.
Acknowledging agriculture's role, Birkenkamp says solutions need to pencil out.
I find myself reminding people farms are businesses, right? I mean, they need to know that the agronomy works and that the market is there and that any sort of changes, there's risk management in place, right? So that it's a sensible business decision for them, of course.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups. The LTZ71 packages with a $1,500 and $2,500 available. A new 2023 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ71 package too. New pickups awaiting your test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, Congress in Washington, D.C. says they have a lot on their slate trying to wrap up the end of the year of 2023, especially now with the House of Representatives back underway in working with a new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. And U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas says that with things beginning to move a little bit in Washington, D.C. again, the conversation comes back to not only the federal budget, but also the focus on a new farm bill of 2023. But he says one of the big holdups is the conversation of how much money is being spent on social programs, including the SNAP program, as opposed to actual focus on crop insurance and the focus on the agricultural industry as a whole.
You know, absolutely, Andy. So, you know, a farm bill, what's really tying it down is interest rates and the cost of groceries. A farm bill is about 70-80% food programs. We had budgeted $60 billion a year for food stamps. We're spending $180 billion a year for food stamps right now. Again, this expansion of these COVID rules, we have too many people on food stamps. And unlike you, I want everyone, I don't want anyone to go to bed hungry tonight. I want to make sure the people that need the help get it. But we've tripled our food stamp budget in the last 3 years under Joe Biden. So that's really holding up as much as anything. And really, when you sit there and you spend $700 billion on interest, there seems to be no money left to get the troops arrayed, let alone take care of a farm bill. And there's just no appetite. This administration has declared war on American energy and American agriculture the day they got in there. They think agriculture is bad, and you're just not going to get any love from them. So they don't care about getting a farm bill passed one way or the other.
That, again, was our chat with U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas, where he says it looks more and more likely that we may be extending the farm bill of 2018 with some revisions, as opposed to writing a brand new bill for a farm bill of 2023. The conversation is still ongoing.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say
Rusty Export. Hey, you can't do better than that.
Who wants big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do. Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer 3 years running.
Rusty Egg Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, F-150-23T-466, MSRP 65325, sale price 54325. Plus finance with Ford credit, must have a qualifying trade-in. 0% APR financing on select new Ford for up to 36 months. $27.78 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrues from purchase date. Offers cannot be combined. Expired.
If you guessed that was the sound of a bag of Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans, you guessed right. Well, kinda. It was really the sound of an innovative team that spent decades perfecting a seed with exclusive genetics and the ultimate agronomic advantage. The sort of breeders who don't rest until they've achieved outstanding performance. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/genetics.
Attention farmers, want to know what's coming in soybeans? Join us in hosting local Pioneer soybean breeder Les Kuhlman Tuesday, November 14th, 7 p.m. at the Waterville Community Center for Beer with a Breeder. Call or text me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 to reserve your spot. And know what happens next happens here. Pioneer.
Doesn't happen often, but sometimes it snows before the crop is harvested. Here are some considerations to make in this situation on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Snows before the crops are out of the ground, wetting and freezing causes split pods and seed shattering in soybeans, and evaporative cooling could cause wet plant material to stick to the grain, making it difficult to clean. Be patient and let the grain and soil conditions dry before resuming harvest. Mark Licht is an extension cropping system specialist at Iowa State University. He says one of the challenges of harvesting frozen grain is the potential damage to the combine.
Part of that is just having to get the combine set properly to be able to pull it through. You know, frozen grain is likely to crack, but it also is harder. And so, yeah, the metals in the combine are usually pretty good, but it just wears a little bit differently than normal grain would.
He says another aspect is if we get snow and it melts, the wet soil sets up the stage for compaction.
And I think there the key is that we do have to let that soil either dry out or we have to harvest when it's firmed up. You know, so that might be a couple early hours in the morning when we're still firm from the overnight lows, or it may be waiting a day or two for that snow to melt and dry up. We have to be careful because we're really setting ourselves up for the next planting season already. And so if we mess up that soil, then we have a little bit more that we have to go through.
Standing corn can be overwintered in the right conditions, but the longer it stands, the higher the chances for grain loss. Lick says to consider the trade-off between harvesting wet grain and the drying costs with infield losses due to delayed harvest. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about harvesting after it snows at agriculture.com.
There will be a land auction for the Frederick Neatville Trust with two tracts in Marshall County, selling Friday, November 17th.
Tract 1 is 124 acres, more or less, 109 acres cropland, located at the southwest corner of 8th and Harvest Road, a mile west of U.S. 77. Tract 2 is 151 acres, more or less, 127 acres cropland, also located near 8th and Harvest Roads. Both are excellent locations for farming or residence, hunting or investment. For inspection and details, contact Don, Steve, or Valerie with Prell Realty and Auction at Marysville. Sale bill and details online at PrellRealtyAuction.com. Sale Friday, November 17th, 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier moving through a Tuesday today. Still kind of a mixed bag of tricks or treats, depending on how you look at it here on the markets. As we see corn still slightly higher, wheat still a little bit lower on today. We'll see how we close this Halloween in just a little bit. In the corn market, pretty steady again. December corn's up 2 cents at 480 even a bushel. March corn's up by 1¾, sitting at 494 and a half a cent. In the wheat market, steadily lower today. December's down 19 cents at 626 even, with the March KC wheat down by 18 cents at 638 and a quarter of a cent. In the oats market, December oats are down 17 cents right now, sitting at 386 and three quarters. The March oats are down 16 and a half at 405 and three quarters of a cent. In the bean market, November beans are in the green 6 pennies at 12.88 and three quarters. January up 4¼ at 13.11 and a half. The meal market, December's up $4.10 at 4.30 and 60 cents, with the January up 3.80 at 4.17 and 70 cents. And the soybean oil for December is down 64 cents to 51.75. January's down 60 cents at 51.06. Real quick, canola market, November's down $6 right now, sitting at 662 even. January's down $3 at 684 and a half. And the cotton market is mostly lower, with December down $1.34 to 81.57. The March cotton's down $1.06 at 83.82. U.S. dollar index for the day is slightly higher right now. December index is up 63 cents at 106.57. March index up 63 cents at 106.18. We have the euro sitting at 105, the British pound sitting at 121, and the Japanese yen at 66 cents right now. The 30-year bonds for December slightly higher at 109.17, with 10-year notes for December in the red slightly, not a lot of movement though, at 106.06. Stock market rebounding, mostly higher right now, with the Dow Jones up 55 points, the S&P up 14, the Nasdaq in the green by 13.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rustyek Ford, hey, you can't do better than that.
Who wants big discounts, super low financing, and no payments until January 2024? That's right, you do. Right now, save up to $11,000 off MSRP on your new Ford, or finance as low as 0% APR, and make no payments until January 2024. All this, plus the outstanding service you deserve from Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealer, 3 years running.
Rusty Egg Ford, yeah, you can't do better than that.
If you don't come see me today, I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees, F-150-23T-466, MSRP 65325, sale price 54325. Plus finance with Ford credit, must have a qualifying trade-in. 0% APR financing on selecting Fords for up to 36 months. $27.78 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Interest accrues from purchase date. Offers cannot be combined.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Wheat producers have many things to take into consideration as late fall planting approaches. K-State wheat production specialist Romelu Lolato discusses what wheat producers should consider if they are planting wheat later than usual. He begins by explaining the planting conditions in Kansas.
We are coming out of 3 years in a row of La Niña, and so very, very dry conditions across those 3 years. getting into that September planting time with a very limited profile soil moisture. With that, there were scattered rains across the state. We had up to 2 to 4 inches in parts of southwest Kansas. And so for that region, you really kick off planting right there. Then towards the late part of September, there were some rain that came by in northwest and north central Kansas that kind of helped those regions as well. The more central part of the state, it has been a little bit drier, right? Even for planting now, the crop still has a good potential in those regions as long as we get some moisture.
He shares how seeding rates should change when late planting wheat occurs.
Whenever we plant wheat at the optimal time, that means that the wheat is going to have enough temperature accumulation in the fall to produce tillers. And those fall tillers, they are the most productive one. What we want to do when we're planting late like this in terms of management adjustments is ramp up seeding rate. That's the main thing that we recommend. We need to compensate for that reduced tillering by simply having more plants out there. And that's pretty clear. I mean, there's a lot of research showing that as we delay planting dates past the optimum, we should be ramping up those populations, right? And so there is a max out there. But again, for every week that we're going late, it is warranted to bump those seeding rates up 10 to perhaps 15 pounds per acre just to compensate for the lack of tillering.
Bellotto mentions things producers should be aware of if they are planting wheat late, one of those being how phosphorus can be beneficial for the crop.
Phosphorus as a starter, right, placed in furrow there with the seed, it really, really helps in this situation where we're planting late. And the reason for that is that we're making that phosphorus immediately available to the plant. So again, if I'm changing at least two things there when I'm planting late, will be ramping up seeding rates, putting out in furrow phos to make sure that we have a good start to the crop. Now, there's a couple other things we can talk about here too. One of them is we're planting late, we're planting to cooler soils. There's going to be a longer time between planting and emergence, and that can cause some fungal disease, some soil-borne diseases to increase as well. So many times we suggest if you're planting late, that's typically when we see the best benefit from putting a fungicide seed.
That was Kansas State University wheat production specialist Romulo Lulato on what wheat growers can do to help their crop have a better chance of being successful if they are planting in their fields later than ideal. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
He needs still water. There's a strong undertow. The surface won't tell you what the deep water knows. Darling, I'm sailing. I know something's wrong. Beneath still waters, your love is gone. Time it's me, and I.
Hey friends, this is Savannah Chestnut, and this is my new song, Kansas and I.
Kansas original country station, touching eight decades, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX, Marysville.